Well, township is two words. It's kind of, well, my thought was that...
It's like a future city.
Yeah.
It's like a future civilization.
When we leave Earth, there'll be a squadron of ships. There'll be like the battleship, the kitchen ship, or the mess ship, I don't know. And the township.
The only word we could agree on that we were all like confused about what it meant, and then thought, well,
I mean, we're all from Chatham. Well, minus Chris. But then Chatham became Chatham Township, or Chatham Kent.
Did that have anything to do with it at all?
No.
I don't think so.
Future city.
This is Ali from Heavy Gauge here with Township. Can I get a round of introductions, your name and what you play?
Chris, bass guitar.
Jordan, drums.
Corey, guitar and vocals.
I'm Matt, and I play guitar and I also sing.
I was actually going to ask if the name Township and the places you guys grew up in had any relation.
Well, the cool thing is when you're on tour, you see your band name on every other road sign, you know. Every time you go by a road sign, you just point and laugh because your band name's on it. That's one of the benefits of being called Township.
Yeah. We look for signs that say Township on them and Arby's. Or
Taco Bell.
But not White Castle. Yeah. Do not eat at White Castle.
White Castle's the worst.
There is White Castle in Canada?
No. Fortunately.
I was really excited on our summer tour because I knew we were dipping in the States. So I've been waiting for years to try White Castle after seeing the movie that made it famous, and I was sadly disappointed because it's soggy, crappy, gross.
Pickle's good, though.
Yeah, they're steamed.
If you take the pickle away from the burger and just eat the pickle, it's fine. And throw the fries in the garbage. And the soda's fine.
Can you name that location just so, like...
Oh,
it was somewhere
the
in
one
Illinois.
We went to was like
or Michigan.
No, it was in like Grand Rapids, Michigan. Probably.
They're all the same, though, yeah. You know, like, I've been to one in Cincinnati.
I don't expect any, like, level of quality.
It was depressing.
It was. No Five Guys.
The awesome thing, too, is, like, combo number one is, like, 10 burgers. They're so small.
A bag of 10 burgers.
Matt, you were saying that something to do with future civilizations. How does that link with Future Confusion, released last year, 2011, off Revolution Winter?
So Township has one release. It's called Future Confusion. It was put out by Revolution Winter Records out of Calgary. A friend of ours, Kevin Sebner, put it out for us. Really nice guy. He plays in the Stalwart Sons, and he runs his label all on his own.
Grace Green, his solo Game Boy project recently. You might have caught it. Maybe not.
The record came out officially in November. We had our release shows here, but we did have some copies available for our summer tour. But it's six songs. We're really happy with how it came out. Hand silk screen sleeves, and hopefully we have a new record coming out soon. We have a bunch of new material we're about to record, so keep a lookout for a new Township record. We try to do something that's just kind of out there. I mean, we all have things that we like, and I mean, I like a lot of old hardcore, but we try to just play music that's just kind of messed up a bit, and just doesn't really sound like anything else. Just try to play loud and kind of screw around a bit. So Future Confusion is just, I don't know, it was just sounding cool, basically.
The idea that I had, or the way I think of it is, if anyone found our record like 100 years from now and still had the technology to play it, they would just be like, what? What the fuck were these guys thinking? You know, this doesn't really sound like anything else that's happening at that point in time. So.
Back to what Matt said about all of us liking different things, I actually don't really like anything. When we started off, Matt and I had a strict no bar chord policy. We've sort of strayed from that a bit from time to time, but yeah, they're pretty much unconventional phrasings, if that, I don't know what I'm talking about guitar-wise, but I think that's...
Partly also comes from the fact that neither of us know anything about music, so we couldn't write a proper key structure if we tried, so...
The whole term writing music is kind of funny to me because I don't know. I wouldn't be able to physically write music down. I can't even really barely read tabs, so...
But you could record something you play.
But you can record something, so that's the beauty of... Who needs to write music nowadays, you know?
If you could choose to do a split album record with any band, who would it be?
In of all time, or right now, or
Yeah, active bands, or like any band across the universe.
Oh, any band across the universe, past, present, and future. Actually, future wouldn't make sense, but it could.
I'm not a big fan of splits, really. I think they kind of make you compare the two bands. Like, I don't know, personally. But I guess I would say Nirvana, because we'd probably sell a lot of records, and we'd actually make money. So, and I like them, too, but, you know, sort of.
I would say Hawkwind, just because it'd be really cool.
We were thinking about doing a split with the former band Ancestors that we used to be called. Was playing some old songs and new songs.
That's true.
Yeah, we were going to do a split tape that was like Ancestors on one side and Township on the other. So and they're both us.
Yeah, split with ourselves.
And that would create more future confusion.
Yeah. It's kind of arrogant.
With Nirvana.
We're totally about arrogance, though, because...
We definitely think we're the best band
ever. Besides maybe Anagram.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Do you guys have any other creative projects going on right now?
Invisible Instruments is something we do when other guys in Township can't play shows. It's sax, bass, drums, and whatever other instruments people want to bring to the table. So samplers, I'm in it.
There's rumors about other people being in it. Like, they can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah.
Chris has a project going, too, though.
It's called Dark Tapes. It's, like, some Game Boys and synthesizers and drum machines, and sometimes I'll bring some laser lights. And, I was in a band called I Spoke, and we're doing a reunion show in the future.
Oh, yeah, we also
have
a hardcore band.
There's rumors of Iranian uranium.
Basically, we all just love jamming. And there was a time when I was gone, and then Jordan started playing around with weird noises and saxophone and bass lines, and then that's how Invisible Instruments started. So it's just kind of all of us really like playing music, and we just kind of do whatever we can when Township isn't available to practice or put on shows.
Invisible Instruments actually formed in a swirl in the ether, and it's still forming and changing shape all the time.
You put that really well.
How much of a departure is your new material from Future Confusion?
It doesn't really vary.
It's just way better.
We just feel like we're with every new song we write, it always becomes our new favorite song. So I just feel like every new song is just kind of a linear progression, and we're always just kind of working towards putting out the coolest songs, the baddest songs that we can write.
Yeah.
It's all going to be recorded in 5.1 audio, and then flattened down to mono, then split up into stereo, so it's going to have a really nice sound to it.
I won't be truly happy until we have a song that's as hard as Satan's dick. That'll be satisfying.
Let's talk about your gig coming up, Four Corners 4. This is the fourth year that it's been going, correct?
Well, it hasn't quite been 4 years. There's been four shows, but it's only been over the course of 2 years.
2010?
Two and a half years?
It's this show that we put on in 2010. Wellesley had this idea of putting four bands kind of on at once, trying to set up a show where you essentially maximize the best parts of every show without any of the downtime between bands. So it was, the way it works is four bands are set up in different corners of a room on the floor, and they trade off songs, two songs at a time, and just kind of work through a set that way. So it has a lot of advantages for the bands. A, you can just set up all your gear and just leave it. I always like that, instead of having to rush and kind of try to set up your gear after somebody else plays, and then for the crowd, you don't have to wait around between bands and spend money on beer.
Yeah, basically, instead of the standard format, you go to a show, there's one band, they play 20 minutes, and they're off the stage, and the next band sets up, they play 20 minutes. Wells just had this idea where everyone sits up at the same time, the crowd's in the middle of the room, the bands are all around them, and they just pump off one song after another from every corner of the room, and the show just goes for an hour, and then it's done.
All right, basically... All these guys thought my idea was bullshit until Matt Mason said that he thought it was a cool idea. And our good buddy Adam Boyle, who works at a production company called Midnight Hour. He said he liked the idea and that he could get us the equipment, and that was all Jordan needed to hear.
Well, yeah, we just, we had a lot of friends helping us out, otherwise the first one wouldn't have happened. And then after the first one went so well, it was kind of just evolved into this series. And so this is going to be the last one, but yeah, it seems like a good time to end it. It's the fourth one.
Unless Coca-Cola decides to sponsor the fifth one, and again, money.
Benson and
Four Corners.
Pepsi. Four Corners by Yum Yum. Or the next four, like, we can't, like, barbecue and sell tickets. And it's just, it's too much of an ordeal to do another. It's, I like playing shows and not promoting and organizing and being responsible for humans.
And part of it, part of the appeal of the show is that, you know, if you just keep doing it over and over again, but then it just loses its appeal and it just becomes a regular thing. And that's why we've been spacing them out and been getting new bands each time to provide a, you know, a fresh experience. But I think it's run its course and it's been really good, and it's time to end on a big note.
I guess also if Anagram wanted to come out of retirement to play another one, we would allow that. We would put on that show as well. But, or maybe Tupac and Freddie Mercury and Kurt Cobain, and we'll have like a holographic Four Corners.
And the audience can be holograms too.
I want Jimi Hendrix and Michael Jackson. And ODB. If we could put those guys in Four Corners.
Yeah, what would be your ultimate Four Corners lineup?
Oh, that's a good question.
Kind of have to do like a rap one, and then like a classic rock one or something like that.
So we'll say like Eric Clapton, like Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
Yeah, fuck Eric Clapton, big time. But yeah, he's classic rock.
This could be that could be a long discussion.
Actually, Led Zeppelin in all Four Corners would be pretty rad too. Just a Led Zeppelin concert.
When is this show?
This Friday.
Friday, May 25th, 9 o'clock. It's barbecue. 11 o'clock's the band's the show.
And yeah, where?
It's at the Steelworkers Hall on Cecil Street. It's near College in Spadina.
You can look up Four Corners for. We're on Facebook. Click the invite and come along.
Four Corners IV. Township will be there. Who else will be there?
O'Donis, who are a very cool band.
They just toured Europe. They're just coming back from a successful European tour, I guess.
Absolutely free. Former members of Day Month Year, who are, well, we're a supreme band, and Absolutely Free is also.
Yeah, Day Month Year was a band for like the past 10 years. They played thousands of shows, and now their new band, Absolutely Free, has been around for probably 6 months to a year. They're playing the show, and then the last band is Young Mother. They're a local band that's really cool, sax, bass, drums, guitar. They got a record coming out on Telephone Explosion Records, and they have a really cool sound, so it's going to be a good one. Could be the best lineup of all of them. So.
Awesome. Friday, May 25th at Steelworkers Hall. Township, thank you so much for the discussion.
Well, I want to do it with Flaming Lips to answer the question. I didn't answer that. That's all.
I want to do a split with Hole. Hole is the worst band I've ever seen live, by far.
I would like to do a split with Palehead. I would like Ian MacKay and Al Jorgensen to get back together and write a few more songs, and then we could do a split with them.
I'd like to do a split with the Flying Burrito Brothers, some spaced out 60s country act.
I would want to do a split with the Beatles, probably, you know, because that would sell really well as well.
It sold 100 million albums.
People buy their records. If you guys want to buy records, we'll have some for sale at Four Corners. We don't sell enough of them. We want you guys to buy them. They come with digital download codes. You can get on the computer. You can have the record for a showpiece and listen to it on your digital playing device.
Portable music device.
Yeah.
It's a split record. It's Township on the A side and Township on the B side.
Yeah.
That's the band I'd most likely do a split with.
Oh! Invisible Instruments are also playing their first Toronto show on Thursday, May the 24th, this Thursday. You should be there for that. It's going to be interesting. We're playing with Lestack, who is a rapper from St. Catherine. He's a really cool dude. Come out tonight and see Invisible Instruments with Lestack and Deadly Waltz. Also their first show in Toronto. It'll be a blast.
It's free.
It's at the Press Club. It's free. Excellent beers. Excellent people. Come on out. Have a good time. It's happening right now, probably.